What do you think?
Well, I'll repeat what I mentioned in Washington and also yesterday, that many people in ISKCON, and they're writing so many international papers about it, become confused by hearing Srila Narayan Maharaj preach, thinking this is some new philosophy. But my confusion in the matter is totally different, because when I read Srila Prabhupada's books, and I remember hearing and seeing Prabhupada say the same thing in person, my only confusion when I see Prabhupada's books or hear his tape or remember him speaking is I start becoming bewildered as to where am I? Is this 1977 or 1976? Am I in Mathura? Am I in Vrindavan? Am I in Holland? Where am I? Because Narayan Maharaj is right there with Srila Prabhupada, because I'm remembering that Narayan Maharaj says exactly the same thing in the same way. Or if he uses different words, it's so interesting, because he explained in Badger, said, why am I using different words? Because he's using different words, like Prabhupada says, fruit of activities. And Gurudev may use some other words to say fruit of activities. He said, I'm using different words because if I use the same words, you won't understand what I'm trying to say, just like you didn't understand what Prabhupada tried to say. Because I'll be saying the same thing and you still won't understand it. So I have to use different words so that you'll wonder, did Prabhupada say that? And then you'll start thinking, and then you'll realize, yes, this is actually what Prabhupada said. And then I got bewildered when I saw Gurudev in Malaysia, when he was speaking about Sanatan Shiksha, and I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought, am I at 26 Second Avenue? Is this 1966? Where am I? So one is in the other, and the other is in one. So there's also another thing that was a realization of mine when the GBC paper came out a year ago, saying how Narayan Maharaj was giving so many new principles with Prabhupada, which Prabhupada never gave. I was actually so happy when that came out, because for 30 years, at least I've been in the movement for 30 years, and so many others for something less than that. But everybody for so many years have been reading Prabhupada's books, but we never knew what he was saying. So we never knew that he wanted us to come to Raghunugavasi. We never knew that he wanted us to have a particular relationship with Krishna, that we already have it. Although everything is there in his books, it's under lock and key. So when Srila Narayan Maharaj started talking about Raghunuga Bhakti and Rasika Bhaktas and Rupanuga Bhakti, and you have to have a Raghunuga Bhakti guru. And then the GBC paper came out. Some of us were helping to do the research with Pudara Prabhu for his paper, and so we had to dive into Srila Prabhupada's books, and we see that actually in the Bengali or in the Sanskrit, just like even in the very second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, not second verse, third verse, Nigamako Bhaturor Galitam Palam Shukumakuram Ritavasam Tam Vivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohuraho Rasika Bhuvibhavukaha. So Rasa and Rasika, that the Rasika Bhaktas, they only will understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, and one should only hear from the Rasika Bhaktas. But because we were so dull, even in English we were so dull, because we were coming out of, most of the young people were coming out of LSD life, meat-eating life, illicit sex life. So Prabhupada had to make everything very easy for us to understand. And if he was using the words Raghunuga, Rasika, Rupanuga, these are all simply a different language. So Prabhupada used the words spontaneous devotion, attached devotees, self-realized souls who realize their relationship with Krishna. But when you go to the Sanskrit and Bengali, it's exactly the same things that Srila Narayan Maharaj is saying. And even when Prabhupada is speaking about the 64 limbs of bhakti, which I had never noticed before until I met Srila Narayana Maharaj, in the very same places, in that very same teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which came out in 1967, Prabhupada writes there in the description of the 64 limbs of bhakti that the purpose of the 64 limbs of bhakti is to come to Raganuga Bhakti, and under the guidance of any devotee in Vrindavan who has a particular relationship, to take their guidance and get trained in that particular relationship, and this is perfection. He also said in his books, which I found out while doing that research, which is the same thing that Srila Narayana Maharaj is saying, is that the only bhakti is Raganuga bhakti. The only sadhana is Raganuga sadhana. Otherwise, there's no real sadhana. And these things are all coming from Srila Prabhupada. So, I personally found absolutely no difference. One time I challenged Srila Gurudev about 4 years ago when he said that Lord Chaitanya's, the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's coming to this world was to give Manjari Bhav, to taste what he tasted, Radha Bhav, but also to give Manjari Bhav. And I said, where does it say that? He said, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Where? And he immediately, like the wind, I can only say it slowly, but like the wind, he quoted, Anarpita Churin Charat Kurunayavatiranam Kalo Samar Paritam Munit Ojo Larasam Subhakti Sriyam Hari Purita Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Puritava Sachinandana. So I immediately went to that verse after inquiring where the verse was. I didn't even know where the verse was after 30 years of thinking that I knew Prabhupada's books. And then everything was opened up, because by telling me that, Gurudev turned the key to the treasure chest of Prabhupada's books. And now everywhere I look in Prabhupada's books, just even flipping a page and not even looking for something, it's right there. When I was in Delhi and we were printing the Lasting Relations book about Srila Gurudev's relationship with Srila Prabhupada, we had to use a TLC for something, some reference in the Lasting Relations. So I just flipped through it as I was sitting in the office, and in the teachings of Rai Ramanand, discussions of Rai Ramanand and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada's translating Krishnadas Kaviraj, that the perfection of life and the only way to understand Radha and Krishna, which is the perfection of life, is to come under the guidance of the assistant gopis of Radharani and to become one oneself. So everything was already there, but it's like Prabhupada is illuminated, just like the sun. But we're under the cloud and we can't see Prabhupada. We're in the darkness. And so Prabhupada seems dark because we're in the darkness. And what Gurudev does is he takes a very, very powerful spotlight and he puts it right on Prabhupada so we can see exactly what his mood was. Of course, we can't understand his mood until we have his mood. And we can't understand his tattva until we're fully realized in the tattva. The very, very first time I met Gurudev was 5 years ago in Vrindavan, and one of the first questions I asked, not exactly a question, but it was in the form of a self-lament or self-complaint, that for 26 years I've been preaching this philosophy all over the world, but I'm understanding now that I don't have any realization of the philosophy. I only have intellectual understanding. So Gurudev immediately cut my misconception that I have any understanding at all by saying that intellectual understanding is no understanding. If we hear that, oh, Radha and Krishna went hand in hand in the forest, then immediately I'll have that intellectual understanding. But what am I thinking? Oh, I remember some years ago when I used to walk with my boyfriend in the park. It must be something like that. But it's nothing like that. So unless there's realization. Then I asked him another question on that first day, that I've been chanting for 26 years, but I have absolutely no taste in chanting. What to do? And previously, somebody, if I said that to any god brothers or god sisters, they would quote something from the Shastra, and I'd get the information, but I'd be in the same place that I was before. But when I said that to Gurudev on our first meeting, he said, you have to associate with some, he sat up very straight, and he said, You have to associate with someone who has taste. And immediately, whatever I had read, but it, as Gurudev says, it goes in the computer and you don't realize it's going in, but when you need it, it comes out. So everything I had read but didn't register came out, that without associating with the self-realized soul who's putting the seed of bhakti in, there can't be any taste. Everything comes from associating with someone who has taste. As if you associate with an infected person, you also become infected. And then he said to me, so you're an international preacher? Do you know the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which says that Sarve Pungsa Puro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Ahoitiki Ahoitiki Pritihata Jinatma Supasiditu? What is causeless devotional service, which is the only thing that satisfies the self? You preach everywhere? What does causeless devotional service mean? And I couldn't even answer. So he said that just like Krishna does something to offend Radharani, maybe he's with Chandravali, and Radharani's love for Krishna doesn't decrease, but it increases. This is the standard of causeless devotional service. So he showed me how high, right from the beginning, how high Prabhupada was, and the high thing that Prabhupada was really trying to give. And that's the beginning of bhakti. Then so many things came into remembrance, and I remembered a Back to Godhead article that I had read of Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture, then it turned into a Back to Godhead article. He said there are five kinds of bhakti. What are those five kinds of bhakti? Well, imagine, well, there's sadhana bhakti, there's karmamishra bhakti, but no. Five kinds of bhakti, what are they? Shantaras, vatsalyaras, sakyaras, majuryaras, dasyaras. Lower than that, it's not bhakti. It's something else, cold bhakti or mixed, something else. So Gurudev is revealing Prabhupada, and this is the symptom of the disciplic succession, that the living guru or the modern day representative of the disciplic succession reveals the disciplic succession. Just like we didn't know anything of who, we didn't know that there was a Rupa Goswami before we met Prabhupada, either through books or in person or by tapes or whatever. And by the mercy of Srila Narayan Maharaj, we're getting realization, and so many things are opening up, what Prabhupada was saying about Srila Rupa Goswami and what Prabhupada's relationship with Srila Rupa Goswami was. So at the airport in Holland last year, when he was on his way to England, or England on the way to Holland, I forget, somebody asked Gurudev, how are you different from Prabhupada? And I can fully agree with his answer. His nose is shaped this way and my nose is shaped this way. Yeah?
Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami. All the associates of Krishna, whether in male form or female form, all have descended from same Gokul Vrindavan or Shvetadeep. So when any powerful power, that is Shakti, energy, descends to this world to preach the object and mission of himself, Sri Radha Krishna conjugal or Mahaprabhu, then so many realized souls descend from there. So when Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur came to this world, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was there, like Kamal Manjari, very powerful Acharya, Saptam Goswami. First he, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, gave renounce order to Bhakti Pradeepthirtha Maharaj, disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then gradually, he gets so many sannyas. Aranya Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Shrauti Maharaj, Giri Maharaj. I was so much fortunate to come in their association. I've seen all and served all, and I've associated with all by the grace of my Gurudev. Because all used to come to my Gurudev to have any opinion, suggestion about worldly things or anything. Spiritual. Anything. For any good siddhant. After Prabhupada, we have heard that Pujpal Siddhar Maharaj and my Gurudev, that same authority of siddhant. I have heard from my Gurudev that sometimes discussions were going on with Siddhar Maharaj and my Gurudev. So Pujapa Siddhar Maharaj wanted to establish anything by his arguments, and my Gurudev used to cut all his arguments and establish his own Siddhant. And hearing this, Pujapa Siddhar Maharaj used to cut his all arguments, establish his own thing. And then again Guru Maharaj used to cut his all arguments, establish his own thing. And Siddhar Maharaj again like this. So going on. So all used to come to my Gurudev. As seen with Siddhar Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Pujya Pada, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, all the prominent disciples of Srila Prabhupada. At that time, our Bhakti Puri Maharaj, Prabhupada Puri Maharaj, he was not that at time sannyasi. He was like a brahmachari there, Parvananda Brahmachari. I have seen Pranam Brahmachari, very qualified, good writer, very knowing Siddhanta, Rasik Vaishnava. At that time he was only of 50 years age when I joined. I served him also, Param Pujya Padmuri Maharaj, from 1947, as I served and met Swamiji. I met all about these prominent Vaishnavas from 1947, when I joined. So I'm so fortunate. But when I comparison, I compare, like some, you tell me that, oh, he is very good preacher or anything, good devotee. Then I compare myself to them, then I think that there is a big forest. And in that forest, there are trees like sequoia. About 3 feet high. Like this tree, no? If there is a cat or hat, it will go down. And myself, like their feet dust only. In front of them, in comparison, I'm like this. Their big, big trees of mango having so much manjari.
Thank you. Dasya Dastu Radhika Yakshanadha Krishna Viprayoga Santhakodita Neka Dainya Tapalari Bhava Vrinsa Modita Yatna Labda Krishna Sangha Nidata Kiladika Mahyamatma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika Astatena yasvanena nopi krishna vallabham darshanepi saila jari yoshi dasi durlabham krishna sangha nanditat madasya siddhu bhajanam kam karoti nandita vikanchaya susajanam
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanusute Pranamami Hari Yang Prabrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krishyam Dvaipanyano Virahakataraya Jihava Putretitam Taya Sarvo Bhinedo Tang Sarvabhu Saridayan Muninanato Savai Vasmi Savai Vasmi Madhimami Sayadina Kitibhijya Radhe Tangna Nama Charanam Tihim In the morning class, I have a question, and I told that you should think over that and what is the appropriate answer. You can speak up. You know the question?
Well, yes, I remember the question.
What is the question? First.
The question was that how was it that different things happen with or let's say how, what, a different consequence of that was through the Prabhupada that he would be a generally spiritual master or not because of different events which happened in the future when he left or at his present time when he was there. Well, I think Maharaj Gurudeva.
Is question is okay? What is the question? You should try to hear this question. What is the question? And then you can properly answer. So you should do. What is the question? I think it is very important question. Some are losing their faith. Question.
If Srila Prabhupada is a perfected soul,
he can be past, present, and future,
and there was a specific situation that was brought up that he went to visit the Gurukul, which perhaps was in Dallas at the time, and there were many bad things that were being done. There were teachers there who were unqualified, who were abusing children, etc., etc. So, Prabhupada went to visit the Gurukul, and the children were instructed to behave in a certain way, otherwise they would be punished. So they never said anything, and they made an external show as if everything is going on so nice. And Prabhupada said, oh, this is a very good school, we should send all our children to this school. So it may raise some doubt that if he is perfected soul, he can see everything.
Also that he has given renounce order to ceremony.
and about 90% has fallen down. Whether he was knowing this fact or not, if he was Sarvajna, he should know. Then why he gave renounce order to all bogus persons who left? Why? If he was Sarvajna, he should have knew the quality and then give him.
So I remember that 2 days when I was sitting on the lotus feet of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was speaking about this topic very clearly, and he said that Krishna is giving.
If you have any question, you can ask after hearing him. Answer.
Is giving the mercy, is giving Kripa the mercy to all of us, and in this context, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was telling us something which is written up in his book, that means bow to live. We have to bow for the world of exploitation so that we can live in the world of dedication and love. So the mercy is for everybody.
And everything you're preaching about, perfect. So everything you're
about, perfect. Only hundreds and more. Okay, so the others also might know it, if you know it. Okay, Matt, that's what I wanted to say, that actually it is not the problem of the of the Sakyaris avatar, which is completely empowered by Krishna, is the problem of the conditioned soul, which is who is the Nityabhava or a conditioned soul. And the man, he said in the same breath, he said, "Oh,
you, Kanini Sanana." You realize this fact that he was Sakyaris avatar?
Yes.
Have you experienced
that
he was?
I have experienced.
That Srila Prabhupada was a Sakyaris avatar? Do you know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? You have realized anything? Any realization? You
well,
are
I have
telling
no,
it from your heart?
I'm a fool. And I am only a fool. I have no realization at all. But I know...
It is very hard. You can believe on anything. If realization will come, then you will be liberated then. Like him, yes. But I could not follow what he told. Can you, anyone? What he told? Yes,
sir. Maharaj explained that it is the problem not of...
What he told.
Yes. That it is the problem of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul cannot understand the activities of a liberated Vaishnava Acharya. So it will be just the situation that the conditioned soul will have to accept it, but it is very hard in this situation. We have seen many devotees who are, this is my personal opinion as an answer or a question to Maharaj, many mothers and fathers of children in that particular Gurukul, they are still suffering up to today because of the enormous feelings, the hurt, the unbelievable abuse which they have experienced, and they cannot explain that in this logical way. I think we need a deeper answer. Can you... Yes. He told... Something general, I would not be satisfied with his answer. Maharaj
I thought, want to hear that part he told actually.
He said the conditioned soul is fear for imperfection. He is an illusion, he has a tendency to commit mistakes, they are cheating each other, and imperfect senses. Because of that, it is not possible to understand the activities or the words of the empowered Acharya.
It is true. Kya?
Tum kahega? No, I don't have to add the question. My question is then, because
you should listen first of all. Let them. You can do? You can. No, you should first.
I didn't think about this because we were rehearsing for playing, so my mind was absorbed in the play. So, but just quickly, what's coming to mind is that when an acharya like Srila Prabhupada, he comes, then he's dealing with so many different types of conditioned souls, with different degrees of contamination. And he is engaging these different conditioned souls in the service of the Lord without, I hope I'm not offending anybody, any group of people. But
don't tell anything to any person.
No, not to any person.
Very general.
Yes. So Srila Prabhupada, he, one time I heard that he had said that Krishna was sending him a certain class of person, not very highly evolved in their Krishna consciousness, but he was utilizing such a way, though there are so many defects are there, but his glory is that despite those defects, then he's utilizing and purifying the devotees. Actually, at the present moment, I cannot think of anything else.
Okay, good thing. Anyone can raise their hands that he wants to speak something.
Because I didn't get time to think. You also asked a question about sannyas, that so many sannyasis, they've fallen down. So, I've heard also that there were devotees who sometimes they would kind of really put pressure on Srila Prabhupada to give them the renounced order of life, though the qualification may not have been there. And also, practically speaking, setting up an organization as such, a worldwide preaching organization, then sometimes, well, we can see that sannyas was given to those who may not have been on the platform, but because Srila Prabhupada is such an extraordinarily empowered person, then the onus of responsibility is upon those devotees who took that to come up to the standard. That the mercy was there, but it's the onus of it, once they take that, then they have to come to this mark, or else they should not have taken that.
I could not thoroughly understand what you told. What you told, first tell. What you told?
He was saying about
sannyas.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas to many persons who are not really qualified to take that position. But many of them were pressuring him so much that they should have sannyas. Maybe they had some material motivation. So although he knew that they were not qualified to take sannyas, he gave them just to give them some chance, to give them some inspiration that they can push on Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
And that way they may become purified.
Yeah.
And also another factor of spreading the worldwide movement. He was setting up a different spiritual order.
Yeah. Now you can tell yours. Your opinion, your answer.
To consider this question from a larger or broader point of view, we can raise the same question about the activities of Krishna and his various manifestations. For example, Krishna is himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all. He has love for all living entities. He wants them to be established in their loving relationship to him. So why did he order Shankar to preach Mayavad philosophy and to establish his own Shastra conclusions opposed to the Veda conclusion, which turn people away from bhakti? And as a result of that, Shankar may have appeared some, 1,000 years ago or so. And even today, the influence of that philosophy is still carrying on. So many people are attracted or misled by these ideas.
Also, one manifestation appears as Lord Buddha and preaches the Buddhist philosophy. And in this way, people are misled to accept the path of Buddhism.
And in spite of this, they never lost faith in him, even one little bit.
They always had so much strong faith in him and conviction that there is some reason why they...
Mentioned by Govinda Bhakti Prabhu
that persons that are devotees, they have they are on different levels and they have different motives also. So sometimes when someone approaches the pure devotee with some material motive,
Krishna mentioned that Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Gun Sakali Sanchare. The power of Krishna imparts in pure devotee. So Jiva Goswami Pad told, Krishna has so many qualities, among of them, 29 qualities only impart on pure devotee, like Sarvagata and Mugdhata. What to say about Pujya Vatsila Swami Maharaj, eternal associates of Krishna and Mahaprabhu like Rupa Goswami, etc. In same time, they have these two qualities, Sarvagata and Mugdhata. What to say about them? It is in full and complete sense in Supreme Personality of Godhead in Krishna also. So these two will be there. So simultaneously they are omniscient and like bewildered. And another hand, in one Vedanta Sutra, that Narabattu Lila Koivallam, when any powerful acharya come, they performing like a human being. Otherwise, general mass could not follow him. So, being a perfect soul, they behave like an ordinary person. Then everybody can follow him, can take profit of his advice. So, about Gurukul. That boy have some impression. One day, maybe not this lifetime, maybe other lifetime, they will come in contact again in Krishna consciousness. And who is fallen from renounce order, if they have not do any offense, mostly in lotus feet of Vaishnava. So Rupa Goswami Pad, in Rupa Siksha we have seen, jodi Vaishnava parad uthe hati mata, upare vachin suke ja chinje tar pata. If any Vaishnava parad, that bhakti kripa will be uprooted. If there is no Vaishnava parad, only they have some desire to self-enjoyment, then they will come also one day in contact of Krishna consciousness.
Very good. You also? Oh.
And by thinking of it, my faith in Prabhupada actually increased instead of decreased. Because I'm remembering the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, where again in pursuance of seeing the larger picture and seeing the souls of the children who are in Gurukula, they come from many, many millions of births to get to the point of being in Gurukula. And many millions of those births were engaged in very sinful activities. But they also did some good spiritually pious activities like visiting temples or going to Vrindavan, connecting with the dust of the Holy Land, meeting pure devotees,